from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
You got guys out there who resemble the bumper brush in a car wash.
When was the last time you drove your car through a car wash?
I mean, I like a good car wash.
Okay.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
One of the first movies that I saw that had many boobs in it. They are coming out with the ultimate cut of Caligula. They want less sex, more plump.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Hey guys, yeah, I'm going to say that Mayo's laid-back attitude over there seems like it's rubbing off on people. If Belichick was here, the crying Hawaiian would be on the line right now.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic. But everybody.
That chest hair was immaculate.
Now.
It's sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I'm 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe, that you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up? Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Courtney. Hello, Wiggy.
What's good, Mike?
Curtis. Morning, Curtis.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Curtis, how are you?
All right. So.
I am.
A lot of runners left on base. I was pretty pissed yesterday.
It was. I got to tell you, it was weird this morning to not have Pudge running around in the office before the show started. And so we are all thinking of you, Curtis. We will all be nice to you today.
And for today only. No.
And for today only.
Yeah, sucked. We got a brief bit of good news Friday into Saturday. And then I Shime hopped in because I got a call to head over as soon as possible. So. But we're all here. We're doing well. Let's talk sports.
He was very lucky to have you.
Yeah. He was. Yes, he was. He was lucky to have you, Curtis.
Thank you. I'm lucky to have you guys. Love you all very much.
Well, I'm not so sure that I feel lucky about working with Wiggy. I spent a little bit of extra time with him this weekend on the vineyard.
Yes.
I will just tell you. I love Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins like they are siblings. However, I have discovered they are TMSI people, and that is too much sex information.
Oh,
as soon as
you just learned that,
didn't come from me though.
It didn't come from me. I just want to tell you that as soon as you start talking to them, they share a lot about what they are doing.
They come from me
in the after hours.
Well, and it wasn't just all me.
But we had a blast.
We did.
Your first trip to the vineyard.
Yeah.
Overall, what do you give it grade wise?
It was a vibe, man. It was a movie.
Oh, it was a movie.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. excuse me. It was a good time. Shout out to Leon for showing us around. But the vibe was great. The food was spectacular. Shout out to our boy EBJ.
Yes.
But yeah, it was a nice little turn up.
Yeah.
And it was a short, quick weekend. Next time we'll go a little bit longer. But yeah, OB's where it's at.
No issues with the ferry going over.
No.
Going over,
smooth
coming back.
Sailing,
that
man.
Was great. Okay.
Smooth sailing. Like,
that was great.
Yeah.
Did you christen any beaches?
No, because.
No, they didn't. I'll get out of the way. They didn't christen any beaches because they had an outdoor shower. So,
that's pretty good.
As Wiggy felt the need to tell me immediately upon arrival on the island, as soon as they got there, they christened the outdoor shower.
Outdoor showers are elite in
their Airbnb.
That's very nice.
Also, you too much information.
Well, outdoor showers are tremendous.
They are.
Yeah.
Hands down.
The best.
They're so good.
I guess a lot
Can
of
we get back to Pudge?
I guess a lot of people on the island have outdoor showers. Is it the island?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure. I didn't know if that was Nantucket's name.
No. Well, they both are.
What in the world?
And I didn't know if they, it was something else they called it.
Yeah, outdoor showers, tremendous.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, it was great hanging out.
Had a blast.
I mean, kind of a dump that Ernie Bach has over there, but
not too bad.
It was
that thing is unbelievable.
Pretty and nice shack. He's got a beautiful shack right on the ocean.
Perfectly decorated. There is not one part of that house in the videos and photos I saw that I am not obsessed with.
Pictures don't do it justice.
Yeah.
And it's right on the harbor.
Yeah, when you can say, "Hey, pull up, I'm on a boat. Don't worry about it. Just pocket out my dog."
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah,
and he's got the several different guest houses on the property.
Yes.
I think Carriage House would probably be good for us, but we'll take whatever is available.
Very generous host is what he is. So,
all right. Well, we got a lot to get to. It is our first Patriots preseason Monday, and that means we will be joined by Gerard Mayo at 8 or so. This morning,
so many questions.
You have a lot of questions for Gerard Mayo. Before that, though, as a make good on Friday, we'll talk to Jelani Tavai at 7:30 on this morning show.
Is anybody else nervous that 9 was too early and we're doing 7:30 today?
I'm hoping that he will be up and out Curtis.
I like seven, it.
This is a real work day. That was an after a game day.
Yeah. Right, that's a good point.
Absolutely. But your top three questions for Mayo?
Well, number one is obviously what went into the reasoning of not starting Drake May from jump. And then it seems like, based on some of the reports, we're still where he's not getting many reps with the ones, but they're saying he's making a ton of progress. So, you know, when are you going to make your decision on who's going to be starter week one? You know, so I think those are some of the questions. I mean, I think isn't that what we all want to know, what's going on down there with the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, my number one question for him is from spring to now, during the springtime, he basically told everybody that Drake had a long way to go. Mm-hmm. You know, how far has he gone? Is he game ready in his eyes? Like, has he made that jump from spring to now where he feels comfortable with him out there?
I mean, I think the biggest story of the weekend, I'm surprised we haven't gotten to it, was the absolute performance of the ages for Mac Jones.
Oh, I was going to get to it. I was going to get to it in a minute, Curtis.
Oh.
I think an absolute dime, if we could call it that, Shine.
Don't get duped again, Greg. You got duped once. Don't get duped again.
Mac Jones for a touchdown, no less.
Didn't he have two
tutties? Good for him. For him in a play, in a preseason game. Greg, don't get duped again. I'm just warning you.
Well, he clearly isn't the third stringer. He started the whole first half.
Yeah, he is beating out C.J. Beathard. Good for him. As the backup quarterback in Jacksonville, I'm just saying, don't get duped again. You've already been duped once, all of you. Every single one of you were duped once. Don't do it again.
Okay.
He could be the Viking starter by the end of the week.
Yeah, he's probably going to get traded if he continues to play well.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why wouldn't the Vikings be interested in him, Curtis?
You have the Kevin O'Connell, who I don't know the specific offense, but he was a guy that had time in Foxborough.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, J.J. McCarthy's done for the year. I would absolutely trade a fourth or fifth round pick for Mac Jones to be the starter.
You don't like Sam Darnold?
I probably like them both the same, but what the hell? I mean, it's worth a fifth round pick if the guy can help you win, you know, get back to the playoffs.
Or you pick up the phone and you call Brady.
Oh, God.
That'd be a great turnaround for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trade a seventh round pick for Mac Jones and then get a fifth back?
Yeah, not bad. You might be able to get something for him if he continues to play this well. I think teams will be knocking on his door.
Shine, I don't want to belabor the point, but you have to admit he has looked pretty good in preseason.
Yeah, that last game in particular, he looked really good in a preseason game. That's great. I'm happy for him.
I understand. You talk a lot about how Drake May looks in preseason.
Yeah, but Drake May hasn't played a single NFL actual game yet. I've seen 3 years of Mac Jones in the NFL, and I know all I need to know.
And Mac Jones led a team during the actual NFL regular season to the playoffs.
I've also seen him throw the worst interception, quite possibly in the history of the National Football League.
Really? Really?
That Colts interception was abominable.
In the whole entire history of the league?
Yes.
Oh.
It's almost as bad as Dan Orlovsky running out of the back of the end zone.
Oof.
Oh, what a weekend for Dan Orlovsky.
are you going all the way back to AFL only times?
I'm going back to like Fran Tarkenton. Okay. I'm going back to Johnny Unitas.
Wow. Leather helmets. You're going all the way back to leather helmets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well. Dan Fouts was probably proud of that pick.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning, and certainly cannot wait to speak for the first time in season, I guess, with Gerard Mayo at about 8 on this morning's show. Before that, though, we will get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes at 6:25. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will discuss who Peyton Manning has selected as his top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, among other things, coming up at 7. News with Courtney, whenever we can get that in, maybe difficult at 7:45 because we have Jelani Tavai at 7:30, but we will get to the news. We got a lot to get to on that and a lot to get to with you this morning. So if you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And right now, back with us after another wedding weekend, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now
brought to you by Ortho Laser. And before I get into sports, a warm good morning to Lauren and Catherine, who were at the wedding this weekend, came over, introduced themselves. They listen every morning on their way to work.
Really?
So very excited for them. And then a special welcome to Roger, who is listening for the first time this morning after meeting me at the wedding over the weekend.
Okay, wow. Roger.
Yeah.
So you met a bunch of new people.
Oh, well, no. Lauren and Catherine have been listening for a bit. Roger listened to a different show in the morning. He is making the switch today.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You are out there gaining audience one handshake or hug at a time.
Okay. Always a hug.
Always a hug.
Yeah.
Did Roger linger on the hug?
No, Roger didn't linger.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Positive. Yeah.
All right.
The Sox dropped their last with the Orioles, splitting their four-game series with Baltimore. Cutter Crawford went 5 1/3, giving up 3 runs on 2 hits while striking out 4. The Sox now in Houston to take on the Astros tonight. First pitch at 8:10 with Tanner Houck taking the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Caitlin Clark is adding to her record-breaking year after she broke the WNBA rookie season record for assists. She had 9 yesterday in the Fever's win over the Storm, so that brings her season total to 232. Hideki Matsuyama won the 2024 FedEx St. Jude Championship, ending with an even par 70, a two-shot victory over Xander Schauffele and Victor Hovland. Do you make any money on that, Sean?
No, I didn't. I got in on this late. I was going to bet Scheffler. I ended up not even betting it at all, and I'm kind of glad I didn't because Scheffler ended up not even coming close.
Pretty amazing win considering that he was robbed at the airport of his passport beforehand and wasn't certain he was even going to be able to get there.
I got to tell you, Greg, it's guys like that that make you believe in overcoming adversity. Like, you look back, Scotty wasn't able to overcome getting arrested, but Hideki can overcome just about anything.
Yes.
Yeah, the $3-plus million he just made off of that win will help with the wallet stolen.
Yeah, I think so.
Another good day from Drake May at practice yesterday, Shime. We'll hear from Jelani Tavai this morning at 7:30, Gerard Mayo during the 8 o'clock hour, and from Elliot Wolf during They Said It. Juwan Bentley and Josh Uche will be with Gresh and Hart today, and John Jones and Jacoby Brissett with the afternoon show. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com.
Can you read anything into Jacoby Brissett being on the afternoon show this afternoon as QB1, or is that just...
They're going to play. He's starting week one.
Yeah.
And then I think Drake May, if Jacoby Brissett plays poorly, will start the home opener.
Okay.
That quick of a turnaround?
Wow, it's either going to be week 2 or week 5.
I'm still holding out hope that Drake May is going to be the starter week 1.
Me too.
I've given up.
Why have you given up?
Given up hope that it'll be starter week 1.
Never give up, Wiggy.
Well, because... Like, the reports that out of practice yesterday is Drake May barely got any reps with the ones, right? So you just finish up a preseason game over, what was that, Thursday night?
Yeah, and Thursday night. Friday, Gerard Mayo said that it's a competition.
Right, and then Saturday, Sunday, and here it is Monday.
Yeah,
and
we still have another preseason game, so I'm not...
Yeah, but what is another how much do you think they're going to play in a preseason
game? All I've been told is that the quarterback situation, whoever they have on the show, is the quarterback, the number one quarterback that week.
Yeah,
so,
but what, this last preseason game, we all believe, is a nothing burger. Shout out to Curtis's doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that he's still not getting reps with the ones?
That is a good question for Gerard Mayo.
If he's progressing well... You would think whoever was at practice yesterday for this report, or Saturday, whenever it was, would have said, hey, they're splitting reps. So I'm kind of in the camp of he won't start week one, but it'll be sometime.
Well, you will get to talk to Gerard Mayo about that very thing in an hour and a half.
Right.
And I, for one, cannot wait for that. So, all right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I have a fun game I'm going to introduce briefly here. How much do you think it costs for a chicken finger basket, which had French fries, and a bottle of water at the Marshfield Fair?
I'm going to say $12.50.
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to say $9.20.
I would say it was $20.
$10.75.
$24.
All right.
That's more expensive than Fenway Park.
I got to give you credit, though. You guys were up in one of those risk-your-life rides at the Marshfield Fair, you and James.
Yeah. Well, I had to get we had to get some space and some time to do something outside of the house, and we went on that Ferris wheel 7 times. And let me tell you, when you get a bird's eye view of Marshfield, you never want to go down. What a place. And thank you to the very nice listeners. Listeners of this show are vast and kind. I'll just say that. 68 degrees, cloudy skies, a little bit of rain this morning, afternoon high of 80.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Curtis, I don't want to make you any sadder than you already are, but in the Twitch chat, a suggestion that if you have a favorite pet-related charity, there are some who would like to donate to it in Pudge's name. So
that is beyond generous, especially considering how generous the Twitch chat was for the Dana-Farber at our radio telethon and the Jimmy Fund. We got Pudge at Great Dog Rescue New England. They're in Harvard, Mass. It's a great charity that does rescues animals from the South and brings them to family members of New England. So that would be a great place to do it. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome.
Good job.
Awesome. Thank you. And several people saying that they consider you to be family. I think they're probably hoping that they can get in on the gravy train that is your father.
Is it weird that the audience considers me family and my family doesn't?
But yeah.
Yeah, it just sucks. The whole thing sucks. I'm very fortunate in many ways that I've never felt pain like this before. But it's just difficult. But no, it was
Pudge was 12, Curtis?
12, yeah. So basically he was like 87. Mm-hmm. He had irritable bowel. He had all of these issues, and he had to take a steroid every day. Mm-hmm. And I think in the end he... you know, I just think his little body, you know, succumbed to it. But I got greedy when he got through surgery okay. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, you know, but the people at Angel Hospital, people everywhere, it's just amazing. So thank you.
Always remember the good times.
Yep.
Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I will absolutely do that. Oh, and I had an idea back where he was if I put a photo for him so he's there going forward.
Oh.
In the studio.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping maybe we could have his little doggy bed.
I don't want the empty bed.
Okay.
I prefer a photo. If that's
okay, a photo like just on the screen?
Right.
Like every once in a while? Oh, okay, yes.
No, like right on this like black placard here.
Take to where his little spot was when he laid down.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I could just also, if there's any Ordway photos, I just put Pudge on it.
Yeah.
That'll be a shrine.
Yeah. I want to say this and say it publicly because Courtney brought it up to me in the office this morning, and I just, you know, me personally, it was just way too soon. We will not have a new show mascot. Like, you were asking if Harry could replace Pudge as the show's doggy mascot.
And I would said, never do that.
So you said that
it's
first.
Really, honestly, you should wait a little while.
I did not do that.
I just,
you are.
It is really just way too soon.
Yeah.
And the man is still.
You
the
are
man
the
is,
worst.
The man is still grieving.
You are the worst.
He is still grieving.
Plus, Pudge was really trained. You know what I mean? Harry comes in here and forget about it.
Harry is not the new mascot. Pudge will always be the mascot.
So, Curtis, let me ask.
I actually think Jackson could walk right into that role.
Curtis, let me ask this question because we did it with our dog.
Yeah.
Did you get Pudge cremated?
Yeah. So,
and then you got him in, going to keep him around the crib?
Yeah. I will say, and I, you know, in the, you know, when something bad happens, you get mad at like the person that delivers the information when it's not their fault.
Yeah.
But like, right after, like they were bringing him into a room right before he passed. And before that, this gentleman comes in like a salesman talking about all these options, like I'm buying a car. And I'm like, and then Pudge came in and was like on his last breath. I'm like, couldn't we have done this in 15 effing minutes?
Yeah.
Did Pudge hear him talking about it, the guy?
No, thankfully he left.
Oh,
but I mean, I cover his ears.
Oh,
but,
God.
Like, it's just, but anyway, bizarre.
Does it cost a lot?
Yeah.
To have him cremated?
Yeah.
The whole thing costs a lot.
Yeah. I would recommend pet insurance. I mean, right now, I would literally be working every shift for all of humanity. No, but it is, everything costs a lot. Everything costs
a lot. And then you do a nice little urn, and then you could place it somewhere in your house, you know? So that's always a good thing, unless...
Yes, I don't... your reference, Meet the Fockers.
Yes.
What was the name of the cat?
Jinxie.
Yes.
What a great movie.
Both actually were pretty... Were there three of them?
There was
three of them. The third one wasn't that good.
Meet the Fockers.
There was Meet the Parents.
Meet the Fockers. Then there was a kid one?
That was the third one. That's when they... Oh, Jesus.
This is weird. They were in Florida or something.
Florida was the second one. That was when Dustin Hoffman was in it.
Okay. Little Fockers is the third one.
Yeah.
And then the third one was they go back to wherever and have like a wedding or something.
One would probably have been enough, to be honest.
All right. I do love the scene when he's waiting to board and there's nobody else waiting to get on the plane and she just goes through all the groups and won't let him board.
Because that was the mother, right? That was cremated on the thing? Yeah.
It was Robert De Niro's. Was it Robert De Niro's?
Yeah, mother.
Mother?
Yeah.
That was the ashes on the mantle?
Are you a pothead, Fokker?
Yeah.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
The volleyball scene in the first one in the pool. That's so good.
The volleyball scene is great.
Such a good movie.
All right. Well, we are thinking about Curtis.
You a pothead, Fokker?
Thinking about Curtis all day. We're going to be nice to Curtis all day,
yep.
at least today.
That's all right.
And it is a Patriots preseason Monday. That means Jerod Mayo will join us for the first time this season at 8, right around 8:15, somewhere around there this morning. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Make me live.
Great choice this morning, Shime, Queen, and Best Friend. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. I feel like this is getting a little repetitive, but of course I have another Drake May lead for you, because why wouldn't I? Reports now out of camp are that this guy is changing before our very eyes. I believe Bedard said he looks decisive and confident, and it's just like, I think Hart made a really good point this weekend, Curtis. I think he even said it with you, and he said it with me and John Lyons before we hopped on, that Drake May hasn't necessarily outright grabbed and taken the job away from Jacoby Brissett. Drake May's still growing, but Brissett has just lost this job. Like, Brissett has not been good at any point in time. He has not been great at any point in time throughout this entire process. And so it's not even that Drake May has outright taken it. It's just that Jacoby Brissett never won it, never held on to it. And so, like, at this, it doesn't make any sense to roll with a guy who has no ceiling in Jacoby Brissett when you have the third overall pick sitting there getting better day after day. Imagine what would happen if he's getting game reps and playing with the ones on a regular basis. He might grow at an even more exponential rate. Just a thought. That's my lead.
It is odd. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will agree with Wiggy that after Thursday night, I think the expectation by most of us was that you would see the remainder of training camp, Drake May, get a legit opportunity with the ones.
Yeah.
And he does not seem to be getting that.
Yeah, it's just, it's a head scratcher. And all the reports are that he looks good, every day is getting better and better, and you would think, all right, 50-50 at least on the reps. If it's truly a competition, you would think, all right, 50-50. But when you're hearing people that are down there and they're going, well, he's still barely getting any reps with the ones, how is that a competition?
Yep. No, it's weird. All right, Shime, thank you. We will talk to Gerard Mayo about that at around 8 this morning. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to say, we've talked a lot about it, but I just want to say thank you to you guys for letting me bring Pudge in here when he was dealing with stuff and everything like that, and allowing me to introduce him to so many people that have been so kind since his passing. When I was really sick, just a quick story that I wanted to share because I just wanted to tell people something about Pudge. But I was gotten through the ICU, and like, they just kept checking my blood work to see if my liver levels would improve, and they just weren't. So I finally was like, the one person I haven't seen is Pudge, and everybody I've seen are people that are happy I'm okay, but really mad that I've been lying to them all these years about my drinking. And so it's like, it was this experience where you're sitting on a gurney. You can't get up and walk away. You can't say you've been lying. You can't say you weren't drinking when you're in there for liver failure. And so I left against doctor's orders. I had to sign all this paperwork. And because the one person who couldn't come in, because it's a hospital, was Pudge. And I think it was the reason we have this relationship with our pets is that there is no baggage. And why it's so personal is that you just can't, there's everybody else in your life is going to feel wrong by you at some point. And the way in which a dog is able to be there without judgment. And I think it's really was poignant because this Power Forward company that I, the charity that I've been working with Kevin Stevens, does this new program. It's a pilot program where they bring rescue animals to people early in recovery because the worst thing for people in recovery or anybody suffering is to be alone. And when you have a dog, you have to go outside because they have to go to the bathroom. And so you meet people and you actually have responsibility. And I think above all else, that's why I'm here. And so, thank you guys.
Who's cutting onions? I am Curtis. I'm so sad about Pudge. But you had, like you said, 12 amazing years with him.
The thing is I'm so grateful that the pain he was in is gone. I'm just in a lot of pain that he is, but I'm very happy. He was, even if he got home, he was not going to be the same guy.
Right.
It was a lot, you know. James is the greatest thing in the world, but it's a lot having James's motor around a dog that's moving a little slowly.
Yeah.
So, it was absolutely his time. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and not looking to make people sad, just very grateful and very appreciative for you guys for letting me bring him in and for the fact that he was there when many wouldn't be.
Well, we loved having him in here.
Yeah, he was a good dog.
He was a great dog.
We will miss him. Yep. Curtis, thank you.
Yeah, good job, Curtis. Sometimes our selfishness overcomes their, you know, when they're suffering.
Right. And I've never endured, like you guys, Greg and Wiggy, you've had to say goodbye to parents. Yep. This is nothing like that.
All right. Courtney, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I did a lead this morning to hopefully bring a smile to Curtis's face.
Oh, thank you.
Because there was a really cool story over the weekend about Tom Brady. He made an appearance at the inaugural Fanatics Fest in New York.
Looked pretty cool.
It looked really cool. And we have Chris Costa on a lot to talk about, you know, cards and signatures and what sells and how expensive these cards go for. So to see Tom Brady interacting with other people like Chris who do the same thing, he went up to a guy, Kevin Randall, who's a former high school teacher who turned into a full-time football card dealer because he had such an impressive collection. And Brady went over to look at it, saw all of his old cards, and bought quite a few from him.
Oh, he did? Of his own cards.
Of his own cards, wow. Which, you know, makes probably a pretty nice payday for Kevin Randall. But he also talked about the evolution of his signature from when he first started signing cards to now, which I never knew. Yeah. I don't know if other people did.
No,
so
I know.
Jackson, grab that audio for me, Shime. Yeah, so here's this.
That's a definitely original signature. I signed it two different ways.
Well, that's
that was more of my...
That's the original.
You know what? That's how my dad signed his name.
Okay.
So I always try to copy how he did it. But then I realized I should have kind of more of an autograph and then more of a signature. So that's how I sign my checks.
Yeah.
Not that we really sign checks much anymore. And then I change. I don't know what year I changed.
You can almost see the progression of your auto. Like you look here, you know, that's one from I think 2018 or 2016.
Yeah.
You can see the progression of it, you know.
And I started to make the B, I don't know if you can see it, but the B was a 1 and a 2.
Yeah, I never knew that. Interesting. How many autograph cards of yours I've owned, I've never known that.
So pretty cool. So he used to do the same signature on his cards that he would sign checks with, which is a no-no. But then to change the B into a 1 and a 2, I never noticed anything like that. So now I want to go back and look at different memorabilia that's signed by him to see that. So I thought it was cool.
His new signature is kind of like, because you can't... if you see his... I have his old signature versus new signature. Uh-huh. If you see his new signature now... You can't barely even notice the 12.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people with signatures, when they look, most guys just scribble anyways.
Yeah.
But the one thing you try to hold on to is recognizing the number.
Didn't you sell the old one to pay for the vineyard trip?
No. Okay.
You still have that?
I still got the old one. Plus, it's personalized, right? Yeah. So when you start to see some of the, and, you know, people will tell you, when you look at his new signature, it's so difficult to just, like, even get anything out of it. Because even like he said, the B is kind of the 12. And if you look at the new signature, you can't even get the 12 out of it. So I think a lot of people like the old one much better because you could see, like, all right, the at least the T, the B, and then the number 12 where, you know. But that was cool. I saw that story.
Yeah.
Great lead, Courtney.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job. All right.
We love you, Curtis, and I loved Pudge so much.
Oh, we love you.
We
got to
take
so much.
Take a quick break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming right up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, pimps and players.
Come out.
Rappers and true rhyme sayers.
Come out.
This is the call.
Oh, yes, it is.
So hold on to your teenage daughter.
That's what you better
do. This is the call.
That's what it is.
A lot more rich and a whole lot smarter.
So cheap.
In your brain, young caught up.
Brim low. All I can see is the flow.
Come on. Brain in the brain, young caught up.
Well, I got it. Don't worry, I got it. Hey, who am I? Young whistle, fuck chisel, flow sicker than a third floor in hospitals.
On the show this morning, New England Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai at 7:30, so in about 45 minutes. And then for the first time this season, Jerod Mayo. It is a Mayo Monday, and Jerod Mayo will join us at around 8 or thereabouts this morning. But we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, hello. Good morning.
All right. Hello. Good morning. So I'm like Shime, I have kind of a Patriots Drake May lead. But, you know, Mayans is more in the other direction. Where I look at the Drake May thing is Yes, I want him to be the week one starter, but I don't believe he will be because there's too much coming out of Patriots camp that leads me or shows me like, all right, for whatever reason, they still don't want to put him out there or give him. And I know he says it's a competition, but a true competition is when you're getting the same amount of reps as the other guy with the projected starters in there. So
and he's not.
He's not. You know, even, based off of what they're
even
saying.
Over this weekend.
Even after, over this weekend.
Even after Thursday night. And mm-hmm. I think he impressed a lot of people Thursday night. He still isn't.
Yeah, and I think that really leads me to believe.
So are they just trying to keep him healthy? Like, is this an offensive line thing?
I have no idea.
It doesn't make any sense, Greg. Honestly, I mean, not to repeat most of what Shime and Wiggy have said over the last couple weeks, but Brissett, it'd be one thing if he was playing great.
Yeah.
And it was clear that there were things Drake May was able to learn from his, you know, quarterbacking. What is he going to gain from watching him?
No. So you're either going to see him September 19th or September 29th at New York or at the 49ers. Now, let's talk about baptism by fire for a rookie quarterback.
Well, why don't you think he'll start at home?
Because I think the opening game is in Cincinnati. I don't think they'll pull Jacoby Brissett that quick. So, like, even if he struggles a little in Cincinnati, they'll give him the home opener. But then after the home opener, if he struggles again, I think they say, all right, that's probably it, or they give him one more chance against the Jets on the road.
I heard from Andy over on Saturday morning in a stunning development. Ken wasn't here. And he was telling, Andy Hart was saying that he thinks that they want to start Drake May at home in his first start. So, like, Robert Kraft wants the buzz of the debut coming at Gillette Stadium.
Really?
I could
believe that.
Yeah, I could buy that conspiracy theory. You can go down that road.
And I think it's got to be week two because Gerard Mayo, who will join us in less than 2 hours, said that it was a competition, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. He did. And
who's winning the competition?
Right. But the only problem with
you can't win a competition if you're not given the opportunity to show what you can do with the ones.
Right.
But would even mean that Drake May has overperformed in that he's playing with lesser talent and been either as good or better than Brissett with the ones.
But they'll always knock the lesser talent. They'll always say, well, it's against the twos or the threes. You know, they won't say, wow, look what he's been able to do with the twos and the threes.
That's a good point.
But here's the only knock to the Andy Hart conspiracy that I might back off a little bit is, what if, for whatever reason, Jacoby Brissett plays okay in Cincinnati? Then that basically shoots down the Robert Kraft wanting to start Drake May in week two because you can't sit a guy who might have, you know, played well.
Right, then they would start him in week five against the Dolphins.
But again, you have to define okay. Right. Like, they're not winning any of their first four football games. Right.
Let's say 12 or 17, 120 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Right?
You're going to determine that that's better than what you might get from Drake May? I mean, I don't know. It just seems weird to me. You spent a number three pick on the kid.
Yeah, I listen, I've been beating my head against this brick wall all training camp long, and I'm at the point now where, you know, where I've basically just said, okay, I don't feel confident I'm going to see him week one.
Yeah.
By the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Man, all right. I just have to wait.
Okay, Wiggy.
You got it.
Well, Curtis mentioned it. We will get to ask Gerard Mayo about all of these things coming up sometime after 8 this morning. No offense, Shime, but today is National Potato Day.
Love potatoes.
And so there was a poll done in which Americans express the number one form in which they like to enjoy their potatoes, preparation-wise.
I think I know this one.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to ask the room. I'll start with you. What do you think is most popular with Americans?
I would say French fries.
Anybody else?
I was going to say French fries as well.
French fries? Shime, I know you like the mashed. Nobody else around you likes your mashed, but
that's fair. No, I would agree. French fries should be number one.
Curtis.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to be a contrarian here. Mashed potatoes.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that everybody here in the room, except for you, Curtis, is correct. By a large margin, it is French fries. That is the number one way in which Americans like to eat their potatoes. Number two is mashed. Number three is baked.
I'm beginning to become a baked person.
Don't sleep on a delicious twice-baked potato.
Yes.
As long as you have butter and sour cream and maybe a little bit of, like, cheese.
Chives.
You like the chives?
Yeah, I like the chives. I like the chives, too.
Isn't that just a different vehicle to eat mashed potatoes out of?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, Courtney, I don't know if they had them when you were there, but the baked potatoes in McElroy at BC, spectacular.
Yep.
I fell in love then. I'm still in love. They are a good baked potato. It requires patience, which I lack, so I always end up zapping it, and it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
It's spectacular.
You have to bake it for like an hour.
With a little bit of salt on top, too.
And then you have to stick the fork in there first so it doesn't explode.
Pierce that puppy.
The problem with a baked potato, it's about all the other stuff that really has to highlight it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you just brought up, whether it's sour cream, chives, cheese, chili, whatever you're going to put on it. Mm-hmm. I think there's...
I'm just butter. That's it.
Well, would it be irony if you are eating a baked potato and you are more baked than the potato?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think that'd be very...
If that's why you did this lead, I respect it.
I would say, like, I would put au gratin ahead of a baked potato. What's the other one?
El Guapo with an au gratin.
What's the
au gratin?
What's the one with the cheese on it?
The
one where you get at all the restaurants.
That's potatoes au gratin.
Au gratin, right? Yeah, then there's one with onions in it.
Is that the Lyonnaise?
That's Lyonnaise.
There are so many other options. I mentioned potatoes. You know, the garlic mashed potatoes. There's so many other options.
You know what's the best, but it has to be done? It's almost like nachos. If it's not good, it's awful. A hash brown.
Oh. Number four was hash browns. And there was a tie for fifth place, tater tots and potato salad.
Can I make salad pretty good? Potato salad is pretty good.
I don't like a cold potato.
Tater tots might be the most overrated version of the potato.
Really?
What? Yes.
What?
Okay.
Bad tater tots are horrendous.
What? Really?
I think tater tots should be higher on the list. Mm.
Okay.
Not to sound too bougie, but the truffle tater tots at Grill 23 are something to behold.
Yeah, they are so good.
No.
All right, finally, if you want to know the top five picks when it comes to dipping them in something, any guesses there?
Sour cream.
Ketchup.
Ketchup is number one.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Ranch?
Mayo.
Ranch is number two. Ranch is number two.
Cooking. Yep. Ready?
Mayo?
Number three?
Mayo, Courtney, is number five.
No, he's at eight.
Number three, what's
barbecue your... sauce.
Barbecue number four.
Hold on, I can get this.
Can I tell you, French fries, dip them in barbecue sauce. Spectacular.
Yeah,
number three has to be...
Come on, Shime, you should know this one.
Oh, God. Is it like a cheese sauce?
Yes!
Wow. Yes!
Shime,
you should know that.
Nailed Look at me cooked, baby.
Yes. When it comes to sauce facts, thy name is Shime. Well done.
I know what to dip my potatoes in.
All right. Well, happy National Potato Day.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming up next, we'll get to They Said It. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Peyton Manning has chosen his top five quarterbacks currently in the NFL. I don't know if Mac Jones is on the list, but we'll find out.
Spoiler alert, he is not.
When we get to They Said It, we'll hear what Peyton had to say about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fresh, will enlighten you.
Ladies and gentlemen, pimps and players.
Come on.
Rappers and true rhyme sayers.
Come on.
This is the call.
Oh, yes, it is.
So hold on to your teenage daughter.
That's what you better
do. This is the call.
That's what it is.
A lot more rich and a whole lot smaller.
So cheap.
In your brain, young caught up.
Low. All I can see is the flow.
Come on. Bring in the brain, young Carter.
Well, I got it. Don't worry. I got it. Hey, who am I? Young whistle, fuck chisel. Flow sicker than a third floor in hospitals.
On the show this morning, New England Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai at 7:30, so in about 45 minutes. And then for the first time this season, Jerod Mayo. It is a Mayo Monday, and Jerod Mayo will join us at around 8 or thereabouts this morning. But we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, hello, good morning.
All right, hello, good morning. So I'm like Shime, I have kind of a Patriots Drake May lead, but, you know, Mayans is more in the other direction. Where I look at the Drake May thing is, yes, I want him to be the week one starter, but I don't believe he will be, because there's too much coming out of Patriots camp that leads me or shows me like, all right, for whatever reason, they still don't want to put him out there or give him. And I know he says it's a competition, but a true competition is when you're getting the same amount of reps as the other guy with the projected starters in there. So
and he's not.
He's not. You know, even, based off of what they're saying.
Even over this weekend. Even after Thursday night, and I think he impressed a lot of people Thursday night, he still isn't.
Yeah, and I think that really leads me to believe.
So are they just trying to keep him healthy? Like, is this an offensive line thing?
I have no idea.
It doesn't make any sense, Greg. Honestly, I mean, not to repeat most of what Shime and Wiggy have said over the last couple of weeks, but Brissett, it'd be one thing if he was playing great.
Yeah.
And it was clear that there were things Drake May was able to learn from his, you know, quarterbacking. What is he going to gain from watching him?
No. So you're either going to see him September 19th or September 29th at New York or at the 49ers. Now, let's talk about baptism by fire for a rookie quarterback.
Well, why don't you think he'll start at home?
Because I think the opening game is in Cincinnati. I don't think they'll pull Jacoby Brissett that quick. So, like, even if he struggles a little in Cincinnati, they'll give him the home opener. But then after the home opener, if he struggles again, I think they say, all right, that's probably it. Or they give him one more chance against the Jets on the road.
I heard from Andy over on Saturday morning in a stunning development. Ken wasn't here. And he was telling, Andy Hart was saying that he thinks that they want to start Drake May at home in his first start. So, like, Robert Kraft wants the buzz of the debut coming at Gillette Stadium.
Really?
I could believe that.
Yeah, I could buy that conspiracy theory. You can go down that road.
And I think it's got to be week two because Jerod Mayo, who'll join us in less than 2 hours, said that it was a competition, right?
Yes, he did.
Who's winning the competition?
Right. But the only problem with
you can't win a competition if you're not given the opportunity to show what you can do with the ones.
Right.
But would even mean that Drake May has overperformed in that he's playing with lesser talent and been either as good or better than Brissett with the ones.
But they'll always knock the lesser talent. They'll always say, well, it's against the twos or the threes. You know, they won't say, wow, look what he's been able to do with the twos and the threes.
That's a good point.
But here's the only knock to the Andy Hart conspiracy that I might back off a little bit is, what if, for whatever reason, Jacoby Brissett plays okay in Cincinnati? Then that basically shoots down the Robert Kraft wanting to start Drake May in week two because you can't sit a guy who might have, you know, played well.
Right, then they would start him in week five against the Dolphins.
But again, you have to define okay. Right. Like, they're not winning any of their first four football games. Right.
Let's say 12 or 17, 120 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Right?
You're going to determine that that's better than what you might get from Drake May? I mean, I don't know. It just seems weird to me. You spent a number three pick on the kid.
Yeah, I listen, I've been beating my head against this brick wall all training camp long, and I'm at the point now where, you know, where I've basically just said, okay, I don't feel confident I'm going to see him week one.
Yeah.
By the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Man, all right. I just have to wait.
Okay, Wiggy.
You got it.
Well, Curtis mentioned it. We will get to ask Jerod Mayo about all of these things coming up sometime after 8 this morning. No offense, Shime, but today is National Potato Day.
Love potatoes.
And so there was a poll done in which Americans expressed the number one form in which they like to enjoy their potatoes, preparation-wise.
I think I know this one.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to ask the room. I'll start with you. What do you think is most popular with Americans?
I would say French fries.
Anybody else?
I was going to say French fries as well.
French fries? Shime, I know you like the mashed. Nobody else around you likes your mashed, but...
That's fair. No, I would agree. French fries should be number
French
one.
Curtis?
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to be a contrarian here. Mashed potatoes.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that everybody here in the room, except for you, Curtis, is correct. By a large margin, it is French fries. That is the number one way in which Americans like to eat their potatoes. Number two is mashed. Number three is baked.
I'm beginning to become a baked person.
Don't sleep on a delicious twice-baked potato.
Yes.
As long as you have butter and sour cream, and maybe a little bit of, like, cheese.
Chives.
You like the chives?
Yeah, I like the chives, too. Yeah.
Isn't that just a different vehicle to eat mashed potatoes out of?
Yep.
Yes.
I think, Courtney, I don't know if they had them when you were there, but the baked potatoes in McElroy at BC, spectacular.
Yep.
I fell in love then. I'm still in love. They are a good baked potato. It requires patience, which I lack, so I always end up zapping it, and it's not the same.
Yeah, no,
it's spectacular.
You have to bake it for an hour.
With a little bit of salt on top,
too. And then you have to stick the fork in there first so it doesn't explode.
Pierce that puppy.
The problem with a baked potato, it's about all the other stuff that really has to highlight it. Mm. You know what I mean? Like you just brought up, whether it's sour cream, chives, cheese, chili, whatever you're going to put on it. Mm-hmm. I think there's...
I'm just butter. That's it.
Well, would it be irony if you are eating a baked potato and you are more baked than the potato?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think that'd be very...
If that's why you did this lead, I respect it.
I would say, like, I would put au gratin ahead of a baked potato.
Oh,
What's the other one?
That's El Guapo with an au gratin.
What's the one? What's the one with the cheese on it?
You mean the one
where you get at all the restaurants?
That's potatoes au gratin.
Au gratin, right?
Yeah,
then there's one with onions in it.
Is that the Lyonnaise?
That's Lyonnaise.
There are so many other options. I mentioned mashed potatoes. You know, the garlic mashed potatoes. Yeah. There's so many other options.
You know what's the best, but it has to be done? It's almost like nachos. If it's not good, it's awful. A hash brown.
Oh. Number four was hash browns. And there was a tie for fifth place, tater tots and potato salad.
Can I make potato salad pretty good? Potato salad is pretty good.
I don't like a cold potato.
Tater tots might be the most overrated version of the potato.
Really?
What?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Bad tater tots are horrendous.
What? Really?
I think tater tots should be higher on the list.
Mm. Okay.
Not to sound too bougie, but the truffle tater tots at Grill 23 are something to behold.
Yeah, they are so good.
No.
All right, finally, if you want to know the top five picks when it comes to dipping them in something, any guesses there?
Sour cream.
Ketchup.
Ketchup is number one.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Ranch?
Mayo.
Ranch is number two. Ranch is number two.
I'm cooking. Yes. Ready?
Mayo?
Number three?
Mayo Courtney is number five.
No, he's at eight.
Number three, what's
barbecue your? Sauce.
Barbecue number four.
Hold on, I can get this.
Can I tell you, French fries, dip them in barbecue sauce. Spectacular.
Yeah,
number three has to be.
Come on, Shyam, you should know this one.
Oh God, is it like a cheese sauce?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Yes. Shyam,
you should know that.
Nailed
Look at me cook, baby.
Yes. Yeah. When it comes to sauce facts, thy name is Shine. Well done.
I know what to dip my potatoes in.
All right. Well, happy National Potato Day.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming up next, we'll get to They Said It. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Peyton Manning has chosen his top five quarterbacks currently in the NFL. I don't know if Mac Jones is on the list, but we'll find out. Spoiler alert, he is not. When we get to They Said It, we'll hear what Peyton had to say about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.